The following program contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
The latest trends and hottest topics, love and sex, handled honestly and with passion. Here's Dr. Lori, CJAD 800. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome to Passion, a show all about love, sex, and relationships. As you just heard, my name is Paris. Dr. Lori is away this week. She is on vacation. She's going to be back next week, keeping her seat warm while she is away. And as I like to mention before the start of every show when I'm filling in for her, I am not a doctor. So while Dr. Lori is away, I bring in the experts to talk about the subjects. And I kind of play mediator and basically your host for any questions you have, if you want to join in the conversation at any point in time. And I ask the questions that I'm hoping you would want to ask and that you would want the answers to. So tonight on the program, we are talking to the CEO and co-founder of manyvids.com. And it's a cam site. And I'm going to learn a lot about cam sites tonight. Hopefully you guys are going to learn a lot about cam sites tonight, how it works, what is this cam business? Apparently it's massive. Her name is Bella French. She's a Montrealer. She's going to tell us how she became a tech entrepreneur. She has a straight-laced background, and then she got into adult entertainment. We're going to also talk about philanthropy, creating a safe environment for sex workers, dealing with stigmatization, and a lot more, I have a feeling. Thank you so much for joining us on the program tonight, Bella.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. So if anyone wants to connect with her, it's at BellaFrench69 on Instagram and Twitter. Any other way people can get in touch with you?
No, that's pretty much it.
The best way.
That's the best way.
You're equally on both platforms?
Yes, I am.
Not on Facebook?
Not on Facebook. No, actually, I had a really good Facebook page, but it got deleted because of what I did as a cam girl. So I just didn't try to get it back.
Okay. So we're going to find out about this cam business, what it means to be a cam girl, and what exactly it implies for the people involved in it. But first, I want to start back in the beginning. You studied business marketing at HEC, at Université de Montréal. So you have a marketing background.
Yes. Marketing is what I like the most to do.
Okay.
I just love it. I studied fashion design just before going to business school, and I opened my first store when I was 21 years old, and it was such an amazing experience. It was so difficult being an entrepreneur, having no money, having no experience, and just like struggling all the time, but it was like the school of life, and it was the real stuff.
Okay.
So I did that for almost 4 years. And towards the end of the fourth year, I was like dead. And I realized that I didn't want to keep operating the store this way. I wanted to do something more. So I closed the store and I decided to go to HEC and learn business more. So I studied logistics and marketing.
Okay. And how was that?
Oh, my God. It was so much fun.
But do you find that you actually use that knowledge now? Has it transferred?
Yes, I think it gave me a lot of tools.
It's
not always easy to study, and I had a lot of classes at the same time, and you have to be on top of your stuff. You have to study, you have to read a lot. So it gave me a lot of tools just to be able to function and to be able to deliver and, you know, just be on top of my game.
Okay.
So yes, I've learned a lot also, but I just felt like it gave me those tools that I needed. And it was really cool because I had not been at school for such a long time because I had operated the store. So going back to school and going to HEC was a huge challenge, and it was really exciting.
So how does that, we're going to fast forward a bunch of years, I have a feeling, how does that translate into creating an adult camming site?
Right. So it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's not supposed to happen that way.
Okay.
So basically what happened is when I operated my first store, like I said, it was really difficult. It was a lot of work. And I thought that if I would invest a lot of money opening a second store, that would be the way I would succeed. So that's what I did. I gathered a lot of money. I got some loans, credit cards, and I just opened this new store with about $250,000 of investments. And 8 months after the opening of the store, I walk in one day and there's literally a flood. So there's water everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? I called my insurance and I told them about what had happened. Actually, what happened is that the store was on the first floor of the building. And on the second floor, there was some apartments. And during the night, the water tank broke.
Wow.
And the water tank is connected to the water of the city. So basically, it kept filling up and emptying and filling up and emptying. So when I came in the morning in the store, it was like complete damage.
And not inexpensive, I imagine.
Right. No, at first, I just didn't really react. I just had to fix this situation. I didn't really understand what it meant. It really hit me hard like a week later.
So, financially speaking?
Right. Well, okay. Just understanding how to deal with this whole situation.
Okay.
So, I called my insurance and they told me I was insured up to $50,000.
Okay.
Because I was young and inexperienced. And when I decided to get insured, I never thought of complete damage. I just thought, oh, you know what? If someone comes in and tries to steal stuff from me, it's going to be, let's say, up to $50,000.
Okay.
So then I...
You had to pay all this money back.
Right. So I have $200,000 that I have to pay back and I have nothing. So, and one of the biggest issues was that my dad lended me some money. So I couldn't go bankrupt. I just couldn't do it. And I didn't have the courage to actually call my dad and tell him, oh, by the way, you know, all the money you lended me, well, I can't pay you back.
Right.
So I decided, like, I have to figure this out. So... Right after that happened, the next week, I'm trying to sell my clothes, whatever is left, to other stores, and nobody's really interested. I'm sending my CV everywhere. Nobody's calling me back. And then one day I called, who's my boyfriend right now, Sed, who's actually the COO of ManyVids. I call him. He was my friend at the time, and I tell him about the situation. And he's trying to help. So he tells me, I know someone... That person is Gino, who's right now the CTO of ManyVids. And he tells me Gino's girlfriend is a cam girl and she makes a lot of money. So I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
What's a cam girl?
You know, like, what's a cam girl and what is a lot of money? Like, for me, a lot of money at the time was just like $1,000 because I was losing money almost every month, not doing really well with the store. And he tells me, well, she makes $5,000 a month. And for me, that was just like insane amount of money. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to do whatever that is. I'm going to do it. So Sed tells me, all right, go check on that side and that side, like campsites. And I went and checked and I was like, there is no way
that you're doing
ever
that.
Do that. Like, are you crazy? Like, that's not me. And basically 2 weeks after having that conversation, I created my profile on one of the most famous campsites in the world. And I just went for it.
I want to find out how that transition was made, because there must have been some fear involved in taking that step. I want to know if you told your father. I want to know what that process was like, and then how that experience ended up inspiring you to now create a campsite that I imagine is making a massive difference in the life of thousands of women around the world. So we are talking with Miss Bella French. She is the co-founder and CEO of ManyVids.com. If you have any questions so far, based on what you heard, you can text us at 514-800 or you can call in at 514-790-0800. You're listening to Passion. We're on weeknights from 10 to 11 p.m.
Your relationship's on the line. Connect with Dr. Lori now. 514-790-0800. Passion. News Talk Radio. CJAD 800. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome back to the show. Tonight we are talking about tech, sexuality, and how it all comes together in the world of camming and being a webcam girl. We have Bella French in studio with us tonight. She is the co-founder and CEO of ManyVids.com. So if you guys are just joining us right now, Bella has been explaining how basically she had started her, she's an entrepreneur. She had opened a store that ended up having some flood damage, and then she was stuck with $250,000. Insurance only covered 50 grand. Now she's left with 200 grand to pay. And now she's in a position where a friend of hers had mentioned camming to her, and her reaction was absolutely not. And then a couple weeks later, she's like, maybe I want to try this. So, Bella, can you tell us what is webcamming? What is it to be a webcam girl? And what made you kind of transition from absolutely not to maybe I'll give it a try?
Right. So it was honestly desperation. I had to find a way to make money, and that felt like it was the easiest way to get to that. So a cam girl is basically just a regular girl. It can be from any age group. It really doesn't matter. And you're in your room. Me, it was my bedroom. A lot of the girls, they cam in many different rooms within their house, and they're live on their laptop, and they have like this show, this live show going on, and they entertain their fans. So they entertain their fans sometimes just by dancing, talking, having fun, making jokes. And there's also the sexual aspect of it where, you show your boobs, you show your ass, and you masturbate in front of the camera for your fans.
Okay. And are there other people involved, or is it always alone?
Me in my case, I was always alone with toys. But there's a lot of different new, there's cam boys coming on the market a lot, and there's also couples. So, okay. And there's also some shows where it's girls, two girls. So okay. Girl show.
And yeah. How do you make money? How does the system work?
Okay, so basically the shows for the public are free. The way it works is you have a room topic and you create your own goals. So let's say me, what I would do is the way you get tipped is through tokens. So I would say...
You're 10 steps ahead. How are we at tips right now? So I go on this site.
Right.
So
okay, so...
Let's say I go to manyvids.com. So how it works, do you pick a girl? Do you... How what is it like?
Okay, so just to clarify, so manyvids.com is not a full-blown cam site right now.
Okay.
We do have live interaction, like you mentioned, but it's a bit different than the traditional cam sites.
We're going to get to that. It's a platform.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically a campsite, you go on the main page, and then there's a lot of girls. Let's say you choose the girl you think is the cutest. You go in her room, and then she's broadcasted live.
Okay.
And she has her room topic. And within her room topic, she says, boob flash, 100 tokens. Showing my ass, 100 tokens. And then there's the main goal, let's say masturbating for 1,000 tokens.
Okay.
So while she's entertaining her fans, she's getting tips.
Okay. And these are the tokens.
Those are tokens.
And the fans who are watching are paying a certain amount per token, I imagine.
So basically they just buy token packages. Okay. And then they can do whatever they want with it. They can tip it all at once. They can tip it like throughout the show, here and there. And the goal is it's always to tip the goal, to tip the whole 1,000 token, let's say, if that's the main goal. And then once you tip it all, there's the show.
Okay.
So every time someone would tip me 100 tokens, I would show my boobs. So there's this like little teaser going on, and I get the room like pumped up. And then once we reach the 1,000 tokens, then there's a masturbation show that happens, and it's basically free for everyone that's watching.
Okay, but you are getting money in the process with those tokens?
With those tokens, with those tips, okay. Yes.
We're talking to Bella French. She is the CEO and co-founder of manyvids.com. We're trailing through her history and into the creation of her company. Right now we're discussing about how she got into camming. She just explained to us how being a webcam girl works. So basically you're getting paid to take your clothes off, but without any touching or interaction, a physical interaction with a man or a woman or anyone involved. You can choose to, if you have someone in the room with you physically, to do a show with that person, but essentially it's a solo performance. Now, for yourself, you said initially in the beginning, you were concerned. What was it that concerned you? And then what happened within those couple of weeks that made you decide, I can do this? And then what happened afterwards?
Right. So I was not really aware of the adult industry. I knew it existed, but I wasn't really going on porn sites or watching porn at all. And for me, my perception of the adult industry was something negative and something that you should never be part of. That's what I was told, or that's how I felt. So as soon as I was asked to do something like that, I was like, well, there's no way. I'm not supposed to be operating in that space. And basically what really, it was this crazy shift, because when I started camming, at first, obviously, I was very nervous and I didn't know what to do at all. But after like a week or two, I was having so much fun. I was going live, making more money than I had ever made before, and just being told all day, like, how beautiful I was and how amazing I was, and just like, oh, you're so funny, you're so smart, this and that. It was like this crazy booster of positive energy. There's obviously always some haters, and there's always some members that are trying to make you feel bad or make you, you know, like, ruin your show. And the reason why is because there's a lot of competition. So sometimes if, let's say, I'm live on cam and there's other girls, and the other girls don't want me to, let's say, steal their tokens, well, they're going to send some of their fans to try to get me offline. So they're going to try to make me sad, or, you know, have their fans tell me mean stuff. But that's like 5% of the time.
Okay.
So I was just like, wow, I'm loving this. This is great.
How many hours a day are you doing this?
I wasn't camming that much. I would say like maybe four or five hours a day.
Okay. And what did that translate into financially that made you decide this is worth it?
Right. So my goal was always to reach $500. Okay. So I would reach $500 about after 4 hours, something like that. If I had like a slower day, it would take a little bit more time. But as soon as I would reach that $500, I would go offline.
Okay. And that's for one day, and then you would do that every day for the entire month?
Well, yeah, but I would take some breaks. Like, sometimes, that's what's so cool about camming, is that you're your own boss. So if I wake up one morning and I really don't feel like camming, I just don't.
Okay.
And then if I want to cam 10 days in a row, I can. So, okay. So that was really cool. I love that part of that lifestyle I had.
So you're in control, but let's talk about some of the drawbacks. What are the dangers of it? What if somebody screenshots you? And what happened when eventually you told your parents, or did you tell your parents?
So I never told my parents. My dad till this day doesn't know. And my mom, like, I think every mom are just like true detectives, and she just figured it out on her own. And it's funny because she's French Canadian, and she told me, I know about Bella French, you know? And I was like, oh, God, okay. So we had that conversation. But it's a very difficult subject. It's not easy to talk about. You're just so afraid that, you know, your parents won't look at you the same, or they're going to think, oh, she lost it, she has problems. So that conversation for me never really happened. I think the downfall of camming is, like you said, the fact that people take screenshots. There are some people out there that just will record you without you knowing. And then all of a sudden you see your video of a live show you did that was recorded on a tube site.
Okay.
And that's what's really important to be aware of, is if you put yourself out there, even if you don't want to record videos, there will be videos of you out there on the web. And once it's there, it's, you can't retrieve it. And that's the sad part, I would say, of all the tube sites. So I wish they would collaborate more and understand that they're playing with people's lives here. It's really bad. I wish they would be more involved.
Okay. So that portion is completely out of your control. But are there instances where somebody becomes over-attached, or, you know, instances of people becoming a stalker, or just what are, because I mean, I imagine that being an independent worker, and, you know, we say sex worker, but you're not involved in sexual activities with other people. It's just solo shows. So it's a little bit different from somebody who is a prostitute, who is a lap dancer, who is a porn star, but you are still within that space. So mm-hmm. What are some of the fears that you would have as somebody who's been there a while and who's obviously public?
Right. Stalking is a real thing within that industry. I had a stalker and it was very intense. I had to move. It was getting very, very scary. That's something that does happen. So it's very important to protect yourself. Never, ever give your real name. Never give like personal information, where you live. When you post pictures of yourself out there, don't make sure there's no addresses or street names or anything. You have to keep it very, very private. Don't give your phone number. You have to protect yourself. But I don't think it happens that often.
We're going to talk more about that, but we're also going to get into the tech side of things and how this has turned into a massive business for you. We're talking to Bella French tonight. She is the CEO and co-founder of ManyVids.com. We got her story about how she got started in camming, and now we're going to talk about how she has turned it into a very, very profitable business for herself. You're listening to Passion. We're on weeknights from 10 to 11 p.m. talking love, sex, and relationships. And if you want to join the conversation, you can text us at 514-800 or call in at 514-790-0800. You're listening to Passion on CJAD 800.
The following program contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From the pleasure to the pain and everything in between, Passion with Dr. Lori. News Talk Radio, CJAD 800. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Lori is away. She's on vacation. She's going to be back next Thursday. I'm keeping her chair warm while she's away. Hope you've been enjoying the show tonight. We've been talking to Bella French. She is the CEO and co-founder of ManyVids.com. The first part of the show, we've kind of gotten to know her, how she got started, if you're just joining us now. Bella is a Montrealer?
Yes.
Yes, a Montrealer. She started her own business. She ended up getting some water damage in that business, needed over $200,000, and ended up camming and becoming a webcam girl. And now she has transformed that along with her partners into a business that's affecting the lives of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. So we're going to get to how that happened. First up, we have a question. Somebody sends a question saying, do you show your face in webcamming?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple of models that don't, but that's like the minority. Most of all the girls and boys, and they show their faces. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So ManyVids.com, you created this company along with two other people.
Yes.
In 2014. And essentially, you guys are a pro-sex technology company, and you specialize, this is the technical term, you specialize in the development of e-commerce, video hosting service, live streaming, cloud, and real-time communication. And your goal is to help adult entertainment content creators, to help them promote their content, to produce it and distribute it. And it's all their own content, and you're providing them with a platform in order for them to be able to do so and basically profit off their own work.
Yes,
exactly. Did I get it right?
Oh, that's perfect. That's amazing.
Perfect. So how did that, what happened in 2014? How did this basically seed become this company?
So the idea came in 2013. I was camming and I started to realize like, hey, wait, what if I had my own cam site? What if I had my own website? So with the help of Sed, who's the CEO of ManyVids, and my boyfriend, he helped me create BellaFrench.com. And BellaFrench.com was basically a much, much smaller site than ManyVids, but it's the same thing. I was selling individual videos and memberships, and it was going really well. So I told myself, what if we would do the same thing, but for like thousands of people? And that's when I told the idea to Sed, and he was really up for it. He was really interested, but he told me, you know what, this is going to take a lot of work and we need a lot of help. And the best person I know is Gino, who's now our CTO. And Gino just like understood the industry right away because his girlfriend was a cam girl. And he was like, I'm in. I want to do this. And just the three of us came together and worked like hell. And okay, that's pretty much what happened.
And so now you have a company based out of Montreal. You employ 100 people?
Yes.
That's amazing.
We just reached 100. So we're very happy and I'm very proud of that.
Congratulations.
Number.
So there's no filming, essentially. So ManyVids.com, if I come to your offices, I imagine there are no nude women or nude men running around.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. It would be so much more fun. No, it's just a tech firm. It's okay. A regular tech firm that operates in the adult industry, and it's a fun startup. We have a great culture, and we're constantly hiring.
Okay. So what do you guys do exactly? Your office, who do you have? Developers, you have engineers.
Yes.
The platform that you're providing essentially is, it's not a social networking site, but it's a tool for people who are interested in providing these kind of services. So they don't cam on your site? Is that...
No, so they don't cam, not yet, on the site. It's basically everything you need to become a successful independent entrepreneur within the sex world, like within being a cam girl or a cam boy. It's a very inclusive platform. We welcome everyone, regular models, girls, trans, gays. Everyone is welcome, and that's really, really important for me and for us at ManyVids. We have different departments. It takes literally like a little village to be able to run this platform. So we do have coders, engineers. We have a marketing department, customer support, accounting, HR, finance, lawyers, everything that a regular tech firm needs.
Okay. You said the word entrepreneur. And I imagine maybe some people listening right now will think of it as, that's a little too fancy, Bella. Like, they are sex workers. Why are you calling them entrepreneurs? How do you respond to people who question the legitimacy or just question the choice of choosing this as a method of making money?
Being a cam girl, you're running a business. You're not just only on cam entertaining. You have to come up with new ideas, games. You have to have a schedule because you have to create videos, edit videos, upload them, promote them. You have to go on social media. You have to do everything. Learn how to price your videos. It's literally a small business, and that's why they're entrepreneurs. They're creating wealth. They're creating a lot of amazing tools and amazing product for the end consumer, like any other entrepreneur. And that's why our MV stars, our content creators, we see them as business partners. So ManyVids.com is a B2B platform.
In preparing, you know, in meeting you tonight, you know, doing research on who the individuals are, who are using these campsites, men, women, couples, who are looking for, you know, sex exploration or self-pleasure. And I came across content about a lot of individuals with disabilities or individuals who aren't comfortable, are shy, don't even like making eye contact with women or with men, who do use this site as a method of being able to experience pleasure or to be able to experience that interaction with somebody that they find attractive. So there is definitely recognition of that. On the flip side, there are people who say there are other ways to make money. Right. Why not choose another way to make money? Why not, you know, find a job that will allow you to make that much money, or find, quote unquote, something that is worthy or an acceptable job in society? How do you respond to that?
I don't see what's not acceptable about doing sex work. And it's insanely popular. I don't know any household that has an internet connection that they don't go and look at porn. It's something that is out there, is something that everyone wants. Like 99% of people watch porn. I don't know why this has to be viewed as something bad. This is a service like anything else. It helps people. It helps them have a better day. And the people that are providing that service are doing it because they enjoy it. And I don't see, you have to follow your passion in life. You have to do what you want to do. And if that means being a sex worker, well, go for it. Just, it's fine. There's nothing wrong about it. I think that there's many different regular jobs that people, they feel exploited or they feel unhappy. And you don't have to be in sex work to be just unhappy about what you do. And I don't know how many times I see comments on social media about our content creators that they say that they were so unhappy before. They were not making the same amount of money, and being a cam girl or a cam boy helped them reach better goals in life, help them acquire stuff they wanted, and more power to them. It's awesome.
We're talking with Bella French. She's the co-founder and CEO of ManyVids.com. We've been talking about her startup that's now been around for over 4 years. Coming up, we're going to talk about collaborations, philanthropy, her hotline, and basically creating an inclusive community that's sex positive. You're listening to Passion on CJAD.
Straight talk that's all inclusive. Passion with Dr. Lori. News Talk Radio, CJAD 800. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome back to the show. This is one of those nights where I wish Dr. Lori was here and I could have been doing the Facebook behind the scenes because there's so much wonderful conversation going on during the commercial breaks. I highly suggest you follow Bella French. It's at BellaFrench69 on Twitter and on Instagram just to see the amazing work that she's up to. And you're also going to get an eyeful of the beautiful woman that she is. But in addition, you'll get to see all like the behind the scenes stuff that go into basically running an international company. So we've been talking about the creation of ManyVids.com, which is a platform that helps individuals who like to create content in the adult entertainment spectrum. And these are not porn stars. This is just a regular girl, guy, couple from their home who are interested in becoming individuals who do have sexual related content online. We do have two questions. Somebody's asking if there's any spontaneous sex going on behind the scenes. Now, I'm not sure if you mean spontaneous sex as a webcam person or in the office. And I'll let Bella answer that question because she is running an office with 100 employees. And I doubt there's spontaneous sex in the office.
No. There's none of that, obviously. I mean, there's so much work that we do. There's almost no time for nothing.
It's just except like, work.
Except, yeah.
It's a regular office. It's a tech company.
Absolutely. It's just a regular plain office. Spontaneous sex, a story I can say is the first time I filmed my first boy-girl video. Actually, no, sorry. I was filming a masturbation video and my boyfriend was filming me. And while I was doing it, he got aroused. And right after I finished, he just decided that we would have, like, I would give him a blowjob. And that was not supposed to happen at all. And he just filmed it and that became my first boy-girl video, which was called Unexpected.
Literally unexpected. Yeah. Somebody who obviously has been listening from the beginning of the show, thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed the beginning portion of our program, Bella was discussing how she first initially became a cam girl prior to starting her own company. And it was because she had a store here in Montreal and there had been a flood and she was stuck with over $200,000 in water damage. And somebody's asking, you know, if you ever considered just declaring bankruptcy instead of becoming a webcam girl to pay off your debts.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that that would have probably been the easy way out. But as I mentioned, my dad had lent me money and he had made he had signed for me to get a credit card. So basically, if I would have done that, he would have had a lot of problems and I didn't want that for him. So obviously, I didn't take that route.
And you didn't tell him what you decided to do?
No.
Okay. And so now you are running a company with over 100 employees. We've discussed what you guys do, but it's very interesting to me that you are collaborating with people around the world, that you are very much into philanthropic activities, that you have created a hotline for people in this industry and creating a sex positive environment. And I do want to run some of the stats. You are the number one clip site in the world.
Yes, we're very, very happy about that. We've reached that in 4 years.
You have over 300,000 daily unique visitors who are active.
Yes.
It's massive. Over 1 million members.
Actually, we're very close to reaching 2 million. We're at 1.9.
And 16,000 independent content creators. I imagine that's even more now.
Yes, now we're at 17,000. Yes.
Congratulations in 4 years. So tell me about these collaborations. There's the Amber Rose Slut Walk, which is a feminist movement meant to eradicate slut shaming and victim blaming. You have invited Farrah Abraham. You've worked with Coco Austin. This is all about removing stigmatization.
Yes.
Can you tell me why should there be no stigma? Why should there be no judgment? Because you are deciding to sell your body for money. And there, like, whether we like it or not, there is a stigma attached to it. So why do you believe there should be no stigma?
I think it's about understanding and trying to not judge people. And there's nothing bad about sexuality or pleasuring yourself. And if you wish to do so and make a living out of it, more power to you. And there shouldn't be anyone judging you for doing something like that.
Okay. And then you are also, it's very important for you to create a safe community. Is that born out of your own personal experience, or is that just a mantra you want to have behind the vision of your company?
We want everything to be positive. And obviously, there's nothing more. It's so bad when you feel that someone is judging you or saying something negative about you. So we have like zero tolerance for that stuff. We want people to express their opinions and say what they think. It doesn't have to constantly be positive, like, that's fine. But when it comes to bullying, we don't accept it at all.
Okay. And then do you have, like, what is the youngest age that can start? How do you, is there a way to verify that? How
yes.
does it work?
So you cannot become an MV star, which is a content creator on ManyVids, if you don't get approved and send a picture of you holding a government ID. So you have to be 18 and over. And we have models that are in their 60s, and I find that very, very empowering and very interesting.
Models in their 60s?
Yes.
Well, my goodness. That is, I feel like that's a whole other conversation. But before we go, I definitely want to get a sense of what your vision, like moving forward, what's next?
Oh my God, there's so much. We have a plan for the next 2 years at least, if not more. I just want to give a shout out to everyone that is part of my team, the MV team. None of this would have been possible without them. They're dedicating their lives to help move this industry in the right direction. Obviously, Seth and Gino, my co-founders, they're just geniuses. So being well surrounded is really important. And we're just going to keep doing what we do and execute, make sure that we help this industry and make it as positive as possible. And I guess people are just going to have to stay tuned and see what we're going to do next.
And if you want to do that, you can follow her at BellaFrench69 on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for sharing your story and being so generous with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Paris. It was so lovely. Thank you.
That's it for us, guys. It's already over. Tomorrow night, we're going to speak with Jessica Drake. She is a 10-year veteran of the adult entertainment industry. We're also going to talk with Magnus Sullivan. He's the founder of a men's sexual health and wellness website. We're going to speak to them about sexual education, self-pleasure, and what role the adult entertainment industry should be actually playing in, you know, pop culture in our society these days. So it's going to be a super interesting conversation. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight, sending in your questions. I want to thank Dave Simon on the other side of the glass for getting this show to air. You've been listening to Passion. You can stay in touch with me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Paris Mansouri. If you want to connect with Dr. Lori, it's Lori at drlori.com. She's going to be back next week. We're going to speak again tomorrow night. And I just want to wish you a great rest of the evening and remind you to fill your life with passion.